right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Have you seen all the fog outside? Oh, no, so much of it, but I've never seen it this thick before. Is that a wolf?
No, it's an owl.
Oh, electronic diarrhea.
Oh, that was a wolf. And I can run from it. But if I did, I'd get so scared I'd shit. No!
Oh, my God. I'm scared for so long. Who left all these organs playing in the woods? Oh, I hear liquid. Electric liquid. Oh! Oh, what is it? It's horrible. Please start the song. I'm so scared. Please.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Take it easy, yeah. We got a lot to do tonight. You ready? Make sure you're fast and your pants are not clean. The pop will side a camel and ride it on the scene. All the girls will think you're bad. Hot. You got diamonds wrapped up in your turban and you never take them out. I stink, don't shake my hand, I just wipe my ass. One wipe with the right, then one wipe with the left, then one wipe with the right. Oh, shut the fuck up and sing, yeah. Here we go, there's a party going on tonight, and I got my friends. We're gonna wrap our heads in bed sheets and get down like a man, yeah. Take a big old Turkish bath. You can shave my fucking balls, but the shit and poops are above and think of berries, vines and balls, yeah. Let me tell you. You come into my restaurant, you want some kick to eat. You must have put something that doesn't stink, but extra fucking sweet. That is a goddamn fucking lie, because you know I think I got smelled like shit. And I smelled like shit myself, yeah, so come on in, bitch. I give you 15% off last night's leftover meals, and that's a fact. I wanna wipe your ass, you can wipe my ass, and we can make out on a rag. Yeah, I'll fly my carpet around, and come up to your second floor. I don't need stairs or elevators, I'm a fucking air at war, yeah. Stink, 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 stink. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know it's good. Now come and get some more. Get in line. Oh, yeah. When I get a manicure, I'm a calling up. When I get a manicure, I'm a bring up. When I get a manicure, I'm a bring up.
Kill. So, all right, it's Jess here, it's Chad, and it's
Shitbirds,
and Bam Bam's on the audio skate tour right now. He asked us to fill in for him, so we're actually subbing right now.
That's a tough job, dude.
We're substitute teachers.
Fuck.
You're like David Lee Roth.
It's not Radio Bam, it's Radio Shit.
How?
Because he had to do the...
filling in for Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah. David Lee Roth shit.
I love David Lee Roth.
Well, this is Radio Shitbird and Chad and Jess.
Yeah, sick bunch. All right, here we go. So, Jess.
Yes, I was just
thinking about the Rex's gig the other night.
Yeah, that was fun.
CKY played. And
you know we played for like three plus hours?
Well, Donnie said, do you know you guys played for 3.5 hours?
I didn't even know. I know. Because it's like it's my neighborhood bar. It's like, that's my John and Peter's, you know? So it just feels like time doesn't exist in there.
I felt like we were jipping the audience out of... Honestly, I didn't think we played long enough.
Yeah, you know? I thought the same thing. It went by really fast.
But then we ran out of songs pretty much, and then we're like, oh, I guess that's good. we played almost every song we had.
Damn, but honestly, even after playing for 3.5 hours, Shipbirds opened the show, dude.
Oh, that was great.
That was fun, man. I had a good time.
That was the first time I ever seen you play in front of an audience. I've definitely heard you sing, and Shipbirds got a fucking awesome voice. And he's got all this talent. He can play drums and guitar. And record.
And he can blow toilet paper on people like nobody's business.
I gave him a blowjob with a leaf blower and a toilet paper thing attached to it. It just fucked the whole club up. Donnie was like, God damn, dude, it looks like the ladies' room just exploded. There was toilet paper clumps stuck to everybody's fucking feet on the way out the door. Like,
yeah, I played most of the show with toilet paper stuck to my fucking feet.
I was getting ready to say, I looked down at his wah pedal, and I could see this piece of toilet paper
Paper all over his guitar pedal.
Shit, dude.
I went to go take a piss, and I just walk out, and there's this guy waiting in line to take a piss behind me, and he's just got a toilet paper mask on.
Like a turban, yeah.
He looked like fucking Jason with toilet paper on his face.
Some guy made a toga out of one of them. I think there's. I blew off like 230 packs of fucking toilet paper in there.
I was wondering, where the fuck's all this toilet paper coming from? You know what? Darren actually got mad that you did it during our set.
He was like, next time don't do the toilet paper.
Did he tell you?
I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but
I just figured
Darren actually said, hey, that was good, man. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
That's
that.
A big step for Darren.
Fun shit.
I was surprised that he was like, that was pretty cool, because either you get it or you don't get it, and I wasn't sure if it was...
Shipbirds, when was the last time that you played in front of an audience?
Down in Florida, I did Fort Myers.
But before then, it was like 86.
Oh, yeah, 86, and I was just a drummer. All I had to do was fucking sit back there and keep the rhythm going. Now it's like I got the whole show is all like me with a little bit of me. And me backing me up.
We kind of got up there and jammed a bit with you. That was a good time.
Yeah, that was fun. And you got up there and we did the beginning of Touch Your Ass, and you found out it was in the key of E minus.
It's actually in the key of fucking F. Shit, Avril Lavigne sings in the key of fuck, because we're about to see her in Norway.
Really?
No, that's Sweden.
That's what you guys are doing. Sweden?
Yeah. Are you going to that shit?
Is it Sweden? Wait a minute. Who are we playing with in Sweden? CKY? In right. Sweden on the first.
It's Sweden first, and that's going to suck dick because it's like Avril Lavigne and us and some other shitty band. My Chemical Romance. Oh, dude. I'm going to have to just put Crown Royal into my veins.
Yeah,
for that
pull Motley Crue and just like shoot it in your arm.
But then the next day. Hey, what's up, Missy?
What's going on? Well.
the next day in Norway is us and Turbo Negro. So that's going to be awesome.
Us and Turbo
Negro.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Terrible.
And The Who, but they're playing the next night, I think.
Whoa, I'm bummed, dude.
Yeah, I kind of want to hang out for that.
You should.
Should we just extend our flight an extra day?
Wait, where are we playing in Sweden?
It's a Peer Pressure Festival.
What city?
Gothenburg, Sweden.
Dude, that's where I ate that shitty burger.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Dude, that was one of our best shows ever.
Yeah, they make their fucking hamburgers over there with fucking mare meat. That's a different version of a horse.
I thought it was reindeer burger or some shit.
Mare meat.
I don't know. I heard all types of things, and I ended up in a Swedish hospital with a Swedish hospital built.
Yeah.
And that motherfucking shit sucked. Dude, I miss playing Stockholm. I totally missed the show.
Oh, I know, dude. And that was a good one. I'm bummed that you weren't there. I mean, we just tried to make it.
I was totally bummed. When's the fucking next time? Why are we going back to shitty Burgerland and not Stockholm?
I know.
Anyway, when's fucking Turbo playing?
They're playing right after us.
In Gothenburg?
We open the main stage and then them. They play next.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah,
I should just get on my Harley and drive to Sweden right now and see
dude,
if I can
just
make it.
Sail
there
a fucking get a door.
Yo, you might have to fucking go, Shipbirds, because I was just talking to Hannaday and he can't get his fucking passport.
That's a that asshole.
Like, how many years has it been since he realized he needed one? What happened when he fucking
two
went
years
to Britain?
Ago?
We tried to get fucking Hannah, Mark Hannah. Mark Hanna's teched for us for so fucking long for CKY.
I got it right in my hand.
Shipbird's passport. He's got
right
his
here.
Passport. But fucking Mark Hanna, we fly him out to fucking Britain. And
then he just flies home because they wouldn't let him in the country.
Yeah, that's fucking suck, dude. And Hannah still don't have a fucking passport, so Shepherds, I don't know who's teching, dude. But
yeah, you might have to go, dude. You might have to see Turbo with us.
Turbo.
Speaking of Turbo, we got a new song from their new album, Retox.
Yeah.
It comes out in like a month or some shit. It's called Do You Dig Destruction. Let's hear that shit.
Kick ass.
It's like that burp.
Radio fucking Jess.
Yeah.
Faction 28.
Series 28 Faction.
Oh, Series 28 Faction.
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 Faction. Faction.
Brand new Turbo Negro, Do You Dig Destruction.
Is it Negro or Negro?
I think it's Turbo Negro, actually.
Did they have a lot of problems with that name?
Well, I think they're just Norwegian, so that's how they say it, Turbo Negro.
What's it mean?
I have no idea.
Their fans, what are they called?
Turbo Jugend.
Yeah. Jugend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, dude. I met a lot of them when we toured out there.
Yeah, we're in...
they all have them jean jackets and
Denmark,
shit.
Yeah, and they just show off some posse, like... Oh, that was when I ate that kangaroo sandwich. It was fucking disgusting. Remember?
You did?
We went to an Australian bar in fucking Denmark, which sends does that make? But I was like, you know what? I'll try this fucking kangaroo fucking sandwich of they course. Had. It was disgusting, dude.
No shit.
It was like chewing on a fucking tire.
Did you ever eat ostrich?
No, no.
They say I never did either. They say it's fucking good. Let them fucking eat it then.
Yeah, right?
You eat alligator, though.
Dude, that shit's great. If you go to High Street Cafe in Westchester, that's like the best shit you can get there, man. Yeah. It's awesome.
I like eating at John and Peter's.
Yeah, that place is great.
They got good food.
I like White Castle.
We're playing there, too.
White Castle, dude. Fucking Fireball Ministry, Jim and them fucking had, I remember we were on tour with them, and they had, like, what was it, like 3 cases of fucking White Castle delivered to them.
That's awesome.
They had a White Castle off.
they were waiting for like 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, couldn't wait for that day that the White Castle burgers came and shit.
Yeah, dude, that's
like,
the
dude, White
shit.
Castle is great, but it's not.
It's meant to, it's a laxative.
It is, dude.
It's 100%.
Also, the cool part is you have all this trash in your car. It's like, they gave you all these boxes, probably 10 of them. 10 burgers is probably a Whopper. You know?
Right, right.
So you could order 20 burgers and sit there and fucking house these things, and you just feel like the biggest trailer trash piece of shit sitting in your car with all these fucking boxes around you. One time I went with friends and we got 150 hamburgers and we just scarfed them drunk in his wife's car, and there was the whole back seat was full of cardboard. We just left it for the bitch the next morning. She was like, what the fuck happened to my fucking car? Beer cans, cigarette butts, White Castle.
Honestly, that shit is worse than milk. I'm like fucking lactose intolerant, and like the littlest bit of milk will fucking kill me.
They put X-Lax in the burger, man.
It slips right through, man.
They worked better than X-Lax, dude. I'm telling you from experience. And it was once or twice that it happened. It was positive proof, though.
Well, I wonder how big one White Castle turd is.
Oh, dude.
Like, it probably reduces down
for
to
each
about,
burger?
Yeah.
I don't think it'd come out like that.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like, here's one burger's worth of shit, and then 5 minutes later, another
burger. It'd be hard to tell. You'd have to, like, go in and dissect.
Chop it off, see what
See what has fried onions and what doesn't.
Here's where I ate corn. Chop it off right there.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Reverend Jim is just in heaven if it's just White Castle and Yingling. That's his heaven.
I'd hang out with him.
And Maiden playing. That's his heaven.
That's perfect.
Fucking Billy Gibbons and him fucking chilling out at a White Castle.
Yeah. How about Bam with the VH1s? He did a pretty good
job. Yeah, that was good.
When was that?
ZZ Top fucking played.
Just like 2 weeks ago.
Do you have cable, Shitbirds?
No, I went to somebody else's house.
You know what?
Where would the cable go? To my backpack?
Jesse and I watched it over at John Peters in New Hope, and that was fucking odd. Like, Claude from Ween came in.
Yeah, Ween's drummer came into the bar, and we were watching. And he's awesome. He's a great guy. And he's just watching this thing, and he's like, man, what the fuck is this shit? Man, it's a fucking White Fest.
White Fest.
Yeah, well, we're sitting there fucking watching VH1, dude.
Oh, dude, I mean,
VH1.
After he said that, I thought about it, and dude, it was so white, dude. Genesis and Heart.
Like, yeah, Genesis was on at the time.
Genesis is the whitest white band you could ever, like, dude.
There's like 3 Genesis songs I actually like.
Oh,
like,
I love Genesis, but
Abacab, Misunderstanding, and a couple others. Yeah. Like, Phil Collins, a great fucking drummer, too. I heard he did a fucking 9-minute drum solo.
And they cut it out.
No shit. Yeah.
Fuck.
They cut out a lot of shit.
Yeah, I saw a clip on YouTube of your brother, Bam. That's him.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Right. It's his radio show.
Yeah.
Yo, this is CKY filling in for Bam. Bam Bam's out skating at rock. Or no, it's not even a rock audio tour. It's a skate.
Audio skate tour.
Okay.
So
check that out if you're in the Midwest. I think that's where it's going down.
Where is it? He was traveling from Iowa today, I think.
Yeah. It started in like Colorado or some shit, and then it's going to Iowa, Nebraska, all them Midwestern fucking places.
Is he demoing? He's skating, right?
Yeah, he's skating.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, it's good that he still tries to skate.
Dude, I saw him outside skating on that ramp, and I hadn't seen Bam skate that well in years.
Yeah, dude.
Like, long runs. Like, I was impressed.
It's cool because it's in his backyard, and he can actually fucking go out there and skate without being, like, hassled and shit, you know? Like,
I never understood how he made so much fucking money from skating, like, because I'd see him do, like, a couple things, and he wouldn't land anything, and I'd be like, I don't get it. Except when I see his video parts, you know? You see it on video, that I just must miss all the, or I'm bad luck
or
something.
Well, dude, that's, when you're filming for a video part, it's going to take a bunch of tries, and then you get it. But when
I should have fucking filmed him the other day when he was out back, because he was fucking killing it, dude.
Yeah, that huge fucking drop in that's like 25 feet high or something.
Fully long runs.
Yeah,
dude.
That ramp is fucking insane, dude.
It's like the chin ramp. Remember that?
Didn't he model that ramp after the animal chin ramp?
Probably.
Man, that was a fucking good skate flick, huh? Probably the first shit that I saw. I was a skater, a breaker, and then I decided...
A breaker.
Yeah, a shaker. I was a b-boy. No, I was a break dancer and a skateboarder, and I didn't know what... And I was a guitar player. I couldn't decide. I think I figured it out later. I was going to be a break dancer.
I had Breaking to Electric Boogaloo on VHS.
Which is what I am today.
But break dancer.
You have Electric Boogaloo
Breaking
on VHS?
Breaking to Electric Boogaloo. I had it on
fuck,
VHS.
Dude.
I
saw that in the theater. And when I saw Breaking 1 in the theater.
No shit.
And at the end, everybody would go up, and they would do this at Footloose, too, which I also saw in the theater.
Yeah.
During Footloose or Breaking, you would go up to the front of the theater when it was over, and fucking dance. So I'm up in the front, kind of the theater, ears, out like fucking breaking. There's kids doing the worm and shit all over, like some fucking popcorn and motherfucking soda spilled. And fucking, they didn't even have nachos back then.
I used to do the windmill like a motherfucker.
Throw down a piece of fucking cardboard and start spinning.
You could do the
on
windmill.
Oh, dude, I used to be awesome at it.
Wow.
You know, back in like second grade or whatever.
Second grade.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm only 28.
I was good. I was good at Twister for a little.
You're
spurt.
Only 28, but you're talking to a bunch of 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
But honestly, have those 15-year-olds ever heard of Monster Magnet?
Probably not. Let's teach them.
Yeah, man, this is a good fucking song off Super Jazz.
You ever hear a song Monster Balls Act?
What's that called?
Monster Balls.
Monster Balls.
That was an actual toy.
Yeah.
All right, fucking goddamn kick-ass, more radio, Jess Margera on the way. It's Monster fucking Magnet.
Faction 28.
Serious 28 Faction.
Oh, Serious 28 Faction.
Oh,
Yeah, Monster Magnet.
Monster fucking Magnet. That's when they were good.
On Radio Jess Margera, Bam Bam's out skating on the
it's
audio
actually
tour.
Radio Jess Sig Shit.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, Sig would be me, Chad Eigensburg, C-I-G, Sig, and Shit Birds for Shit.
Shit for short.
It's kind of a
to short.
It's not a. It's not a good radio. It's not a good name though, is it? It's too confusing.
What? Radio Jess Sig Shit
yeah.
Birds.
Yeah. Radio Jess Sig Shit.
This is CKY filling in for Bam.
Shitbird. When's your album coming out, homeboy?
I'm gonna come over to your garage and empty out all your fucking
yeah.
Your promotional CDs.
Matt Cole's album. He just recorded it at my house. Actually, we recorded a song yesterday on my fucking laptop. You played on my piano, dude. That was sick.
That was fun.
He's putting his CD together, but he has absolutely no money at all. So
I don't know about that.
I got a little bit of money.
You know, you're making him look bad for some of the ladies out there.
If you sold your Harley, you'd have money.
I know.
Fuck that.
It's quick cash.
But he's just going to go into my garage. There's boxes of these Jägermeister compilation CDs from 3 years ago with, like, Disturbed and shit on it.
Wait, oh, yeah, Jäger sends CKY all types of promotional
like
shit.
Like lighters,
honestly,
shot
I have
glasses.
Fucking 40 boxes of lanyards.
Yeah.
Like, who wears lanyards except for the people on tour anyway?
Exactly.
I don't get it. Who must have, if it was 700 lanyards, but, yeah, they give us all these... CDs, like here's a bunch of, here's 2005 samplers.
Yeah, so Matt Cole goes to the
featuring Disturbed.
He goes to the CD duplication place in Westchester, and they're like, he's like, so what's your cheapest CD thing? Oh, jewel cases. Well, how much are they? 20 cents each. He's like, bitch, that's $200.
Yeah. You want my front tire off my fucking bike?
So then I was like, well, shit, Bert, I got like 500 Jaeger CDs that are just going to sit in my garage. You can take the jewel cases out of them. It'll probably take a day.
Dude, but I'm just sitting out
so
there.
So you're recycling. That's a good thing because they're not going to fucking get given away.
They're not.
Like,
it's
Jaeger,
2005.
The shit they, I give away the fucking lighters.
Yeah.
I give away the fucking matches.
All that.
All the Jaeger glasses, out of stuff.
All the shot glasses are dope.
It's funny, Jaeger. Yeah. We are sponsored by Jaeger, but they never send us any fucking Jaeger.
Yeah, I know. They just send us shit.
Everything
with,
but the fucking
drink.
Jaeger.
Yeah,
actually,
the fucking Jaeger
that's
now.
Not true. Remember, they came to our bus and put this fucking Jaeger tap machine in.
Yeah,
and it's like. It's a thing. It's like you hook three bottles of Jaeger up, and it serves ice cold Jaeger.
I'm glad I wasn't on that tour.
We
man.
Finished it that night.
Yeah, three bottles, but
dude,
you know,
ridiculous.
That shit does fucking hammer you up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, it makes you fucking nuts.
Candy drunk.
Yeah. Back when I was in high school, boy, those were the days. Hey, anyway, but fucking Shitbird, is it worth printing a CD these days? I mean, I see where you're coming from with trying to save fucking money, dude, because honestly, do people want CDs?
Well, just
I mean, for you, how many CDs do you buy a year?
Well, one, and I'm down at discounts trying to do it right now.
Your own.
My
own. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Like,
yes, so, there's still people who buy CDs.
Yeah, I bought a couple CDs.
If you press like 500, 1,000, you'll get rid of them.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't understand it. Like, we were talking about this in the studio. I just finished building the studio that CKY is recording at.
And, which is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's fucking better than cool. So, we're not even going to talk anymore about Studio CIG. But, yeah, new CKY is coming. Darren said, people still collect CDs. And that CDs are collectible. I don't know why though.
I mean,
they're not that cool.
Scratch. I like CDs by the bands that I'm a fan of, but everybody else I could give a fuck.
I like cassettes, you know? Dude.
Cassettes, dude. Yeah. That's where it's at.
I'm into cassettes, dude.
You fast forward and you gotta wait a minute. It's like, fuck.
Gives you some time to think, dude.
Even A-Track had that beat.
Yeah.
You have to wait for it to go...
Well, A-Track had four sides. You had four choices of fucking things to listen to.
To be totally honest, I'm a vinyl guy, dude. That shit's great.
That's where it used to be at, man. Because, like, getting the album and having the artwork in front of you, like, seeing the whole
stage. Shit was big. I mean, maybe they should just put CDs in much bigger boxes.
Here's your CD. It comes in a fucking 11 by 14. Yeah.
A fucking box set.
Makes it seem like it's worth it, dude.
Make UPS bring this shit, man. Yeah.
Make the case out of fucking steel.
Dude, I used to just sit in my fucking room when I was 9 years old and just stare at Led Zeppelin 3 artwork while I listened to it.
So did I.
And kids have no idea what that's like, and that kind of sucks.
They have nowhere to sort their weed, you know, get the seeds
out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They have nowhere to do that now.
Yeah.
They've taken that away. The little seeds would roll down the crack and on the floor, and you just get all your weed
roll down the crack.
I've heard people do that.
Shipbird, you want to play a song off your record?
Sure. What do you want to hear?
Actually, remember doing this? We set up all these bells and fucking beer bottles and shit. We were playing drums on beer bottles.
Where'd you record this?
At my house.
Yeah, in a basement.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got all these Yingling bottles and fucking Jaeger bottles and whatever the fuck else we had laying around, a bell, some little bell. It was shit.
So this is the popular, very, very sought after track by the Uncle Matt and the Shitbirds. It's jacking off at full speed while crying.
True story.
Okay, this
true
is
story. God, true
that's
story.
A fucking great title.
Seriously,
dude.
Happened
it is.
To me.
It is so good, Shitbirds.
Hence the words.
Oh, God bless you. Shit. This is CKY filling in for Bam.
Shipper, that was excellent, man. I think I like it better on CD than live. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, no.
I like it, dude.
But you know what?
It was good the first time I heard that version.
Yeah, it's good shit. Dude, you should have seen, like...
It's good shit.
Me and Matt just set up this giant, massive kit with two kick drums and, like, a million toms, three cowbells, beer bottles,
Yinglings, duct tape,
some fucking metal thing I found in my garage, and we were just playing that shit.
You gotta call that cowbell something like Mervin or something.
Mervin.
It's Mervin. Throw Mervin in the trailer.
I just found a cat. I named it Sherbert.
Yeah, oh, dude, Sherbert. This cat is nice as shit. It was hanging out under the dumpster at John and Peter's.
Yeah, we're gonna put
Chad
some signs
claimed
up.
It.
Sherbert, I didn't claim cat. It. I mean, we're still putting signs up. Gina's supposed to be doing that right now.
They said it's been there for a month, so.
Yo, you're you're listening to Radio Bam, actually, but it's Jess Margera, if you can't tell the difference between their voices. most people think you guys sound a lot alike. I can totally tell the difference.
Even my dad, Phil, is like, no shit. Which one am I talking to?
I just did that to you about a month ago. I was like, yo, what's up, Bam? And you were like, it's Jess.
After about 10 minutes of conversation.
I can totally tell the difference.
What the fuck?
One guy sounds way richer. Jesus.
One guy has 3 Lamborghinis or whatever, and the other guy drives a Nissan.
The other guy's got 2 kids and a family and what do you got? A fucking Pathfinder?
A Nissan Armada.
Yeah, you can't even back up anymore without your fucking camera.
I know. I got a camera in the back. It's dope. There's a TV for when my girls start complaining if the ride's too long. I'm like, here's some Teletubbies.
That'll
keep you quiet for a little bit.
Dude, like, we're sitting in the front seat of your car, and we're just, Jess and I are listening to the soundtrack of Teletubbies, and it's just like,
it's so weird, dude.
Just by yourself?
Yeah.
Squeak.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the weirdest.
Tinky Winky. Yeah. Like wagon.
Yeah. It's all fart noises.
I'm like, what is this, dude?
Yeah. Listen to a soundtrack of Teletubbies and don't watch it.
It's fucking annoying, dude.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's fucking totally annoying. Oh, shit.
That's all you gotta do.
God, fuck this ass.
I went to pick up the Viking Skull dudes from the Philly airport when they recorded their album here, and I forgot that was on. And it was just like, dum, 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 bum, bum, and they're like, what the fuck are you listening to?
Hey, what the fuck is this? Is this what Americans like?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like new dance shit, dude. They play it in all the clubs.
I just think I drive around rocking out the fucking the soundtrack to Little Einsteins or whatever the fuck it is.
There's a fucking Smurf. Their Smurf fucking song is totally different than ours. Check it out. This is fucking gross. Listen, they're smurfing.
Hey, come smurf along, welcome all around.
Jesus.
Yeah, come smurf along, the land from Frost and Plow. Hey, come smurf along.
It's so
that shit fucking smurfs.
Smurf, that's something like you do when you're like,
Smurf that
like
shit.
Like a queef? Oh, I smurf.
That's smurf all.
Any noun is a, you just say smurf.
Hey, when can it gets to the point where you could just go smurf, smurf, smurfity, smurf, smurf.
Yeah. Smiggle, smurf,
like,
smurf.
How do you know what to switch? Is it nouns?
Yeah, it's nouns, I think.
Nice. Any, shit. You're smart, dude.
I know, dude. I figured that shit out when I used to watch it back in the 80s.
What the hell's a noun? You're still
but that was the foreign version of the Smurfs, which totally sucked.
Yeah, and you downloaded it.
Well, I watch it with subtitles. The Smurf with subtitles.
Yeah, cartoons are fucked up. The whole thing, like, I mean, when I was growing up, it was the same thing. They had Seals, I forget, like the Croft Hour or something, and they had
Croft Superstars, yeah. Dude. That was the greatest.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
Sigmund and the Sea Monster was fucking awesome.
We had good fucking
Ruth
cartoons,
Busby doing
man.
That.
Ruth Buzzy. Ruth Buzzy. The fucking little puppet, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruth Buzzy.
Ruth Buzzy.
Buzzy. They're fucking flying here.
Where's Bam? Oh, he's on the audio tour.
Yeah.
So, fucking goddamn, what's up with Jess?
Dude.
He's on the Baby Changing Lips tour.
Yeah, what's up with Jess Margera?
If you don't know Jess Margera very well, he's a big Clutch fan, and I got a little something-something for you. It's live Clutch from England on the BBC channel, and it's fucking great.
You want to play it now?
Yeah, let's play it, dude, because it's goddamn good.
You're right. Right. Well, that's right.
It's Electric Worry, and then it goes into One-Eyed Dollar. It's fucking great.
Smurf the fuck out of this Smurf.
Factor 28.
Series 28 Faction.
Oh, Series 28 Faction. Faction.
Everywhere I go, wherever in my head,
was blind. But it's only a big deal. And war in my life. You ain't worried my life.
Check this shit out, though. You know what? How, you know how weird this is?
Chad Eichen forgives love. Chad Eichen forgives hope. Chad Eichen forgives peace.
This is scary.
So hot, so sexy, so sexy, so Jewish. So hot, so sexy,
the
50s, the Chad just found this on the internet.
Whoever's playing guitar is awesome.
It's piano and vocals. A beacon of truth, dude.
You are a beacon of truth.
Aren't I?
Yeah.
I have a beak. I have a beak.
You have a beak.
I ain't lying about it, dude. I'm beaking of truth.
Yeah, that's scary.
You should hear the ending.
Well, I like the guitar solo, though.
Yeah. Either way, yeah, thanks whoever made
that. The guitar was in tune, I think.
Yeah, that was a good song, though. I mean, any song about me is probably pretty good. I mean, I've heard a couple, and...
Here, I got a song about Shepard and you. Ready?
That was pretty good.
There wasn't much melody.
Yeah, there wasn't. Yeah.
Might as well just rap, then.
Need a double of vocals on that.
Yeah, double that up, it'll sound thick.
Doubled up burps.
Gold and shit. Oh, well, Jess... What are you talking about since Bam Bam's out skating?
I don't know, man. Bam Bam's out doing demos and shit. It's good to see him skating, though. I like when he skates. It's hard for him to fit it into his schedule anymore, I think.
So, the filming of Ming Hags, that's still going on, eh?
Yeah, yeah. They're, what the hell are they filming today in Doylestown or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Up in
Doylestown,
your neck of the woods.
Yo, CKY's playing Doylestown on the 15th. Fucking, is it the 15th?
No, the 16th.
The 16th of this month.
That's going to be fun.
So, yeah, that's all ages, too.
We're just doing a bunch of little shows in PA to warm up for Norway.
Yeah, yeah. We're also, CKY is sneaking up. Check out John and Peter's. Be a little tricky and sneaky, and you might find something
out. Which is the best bar in Pennsylvania, I think I have to say.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been there like 10 times, but I never remember being there.
Well, that means it's good.
Yeah, it's like, what bar? I don't know what you're talking
about. But, dude, it's one of those bars that's so good that I'm glad that it's an hour and a half away from my house because I'd be there all the time.
Yeah, I know. You would definitely be like, where's Jess?
Yeah, I'm there quite enough, but not enough for any of you fuckers to come out and see me. You crazy motherfuckers. Here, check it out. Somebody came to fucking sing me a song.
Yeah. I think I've heard this girl play John and Peters before.
Yo, this is CKY filling in for Bam. Oh, Shippers.
Karaoke session.
Dude,
man.
Check this out. Fucking, okay. Odd enough, they have random karaoke. And you know the guys who run karaoke are always like...
Oh, dude, like South Philly dudes. Like, yeah!
John, no, the guys who run the karaoke, like, they're just way into it. Like, they sing the first song.
They always open up. Yeah, the session.
Yeah, you know, like Diamond Joe's.
They got their own show. That's their show.
He's singing like Seven Mary Three, and he thinks he's like awesome.
It's cumbersome.
And he does the Earl. Earl, be Earl, cumbersome to my world.
Jesus, that song sucks. So I fucking hate that song. But anyway, yo, Darren.
It's cumbersome.
We're doing the record over at Studio CIG. Motherfucking Darren loves karaoke.
So
he fucking does that in L.A. like all the time, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Like, he fucking had a blast. He did at least four or five songs.
He confused the shit out of this guy because he turned in his songs that he wants to do. It went from Laura Branigan to Metallica Master of Puppets.
And he did well on all of them.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and then the guy's
Tony
like,
Braxton.
The guy was the guy was like pretty jealous or something, you know, of Darren saying he's like, this guy's either professional or
he does this for a living or he's got issues or
something. Or he's got issues. Yeah. I said both. Pretty correct.
Yeah, both.
This guy's trying to steal my show.
It doesn't prevent the CKY album from getting done, the new CKY album.
It's coming along good, surprisingly, dude.
Doing it up on Roadrunner, dude. I talked to them today. They're totally psyched on pushing it. Like, they want to be bigger and better and do everything that Island fucked up on.
It's cool because
hope that they stick by their fucking words. You know what I mean?
Like, you could tell, like, when we walked into the Island office, you could tell it was just a bunch of people they just hired. They don't want to be
not
there.
Original. When we met Lior. It was
a cool meeting, but it got worse and worse since we signed with Island. And then Roadrunner, you walk in and it's just a bunch of fucking people, and they give a shit about music. You know, like they like care, and they're fans of CKY. And we We walk in, and they're like, oh, my God, dude, finally, you guys are on the label. Yeah.
They probably jump up and down and throw Skittles at everything. You know?
Skittles. I doubt it.
Here, have a rainbow.
You never know. I mean, honestly, you know, who are you going to trust?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I feel more comfortable walking in a Roadrunner than I do.
Definitely. I mean, I think CKY and Roadrunner should have been how it was from the start.
Exactly.
But now, at least we get a shot. And seeing how it's going to work. And it's weird timing, because, like, how much fucking longer are people going to even fucking buy records, you know?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Go to CD Baby.
What's that?
You can buy them there. That's where all
you can
CDs
get the
are.
CD, or they put it on iTunes.
Yo, I got to put some Rudy and Blitz shit up there.
Yeah, dude, do it. Play some Rudy and Blitz right now. Play PFD, dude. That shit is great.
Put Rudy PFD, Blitz up, dude, on there.
Did you ever hear this shit, PFD? It's like some crazy drum machine.
I was in a band called Rudy and Blitz in 93 to 95. We weren't together that long, but we had a deal with Rough House Records, which like had like fucking Cypress and Criss Cross, all these rappers, Lauren Hill,
Fugees,
so and me. It didn't work out. They dropped me. Never paid it either. So I got the record back, and they said it was kind of quirky. I don't know why, but...
This song isn't too quirky.
Nah,
right?
You wouldn't think.
That was their choice word. It's kind of quirky.
They said it's too...
You're kind of fucking quirky.
I love this song, though. It's fucking great. This is my favorite track off the record.
It's odd, dude. When I was doing this, I fucking sat there and I had the worst leg cramp because I didn't get up for the entire recording process of it. I was sitting the wrong way the whole time, and I knew it. I was like, ow, this hurts, but I'm not done yet.
I'm not going to move.
I'm not done yet. I mean, fuck it. All right, here it is.
Faction 28.
Series 28. Faction.
Series 28. Faction. 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 Faction.
I want you to listen to something.
Oh, sure.
I've cut out sections of tape, stuck them together.
That's fucking Rudy and Blitz, man.
That was a nice.
Nice, I like.
That was good.
That was like some funky shit, dude.
That wasn't necessarily Rudy and Blitz. It was me sitting there on a fucking Tascam 8-track with a fucking rolling drum machine. And
see, that's the shit I like.
That's so long. Yeah,
me too.
Honestly, I was living on $2 a day then.
See, that's
$4.
You make your best
music. I'm just telling you, $4 is so much better.
$4 is better.
You know what I mean? Fuck.
Dude, speaking of old fucking. I was looking through my. I'm finishing my basement right now, and I found this fucking box with all these old-ass tapes on it. And I found all these crazy, like, demos of, like, CKY, Foreign Objects and shit. And I came across this tape of the show we did in 1998 at 15 North, right on Walnut Street in Westchester.
Uh-huh.
It was, like, one of Chad's first shows.
What are you leading up to, dude?
Were you nervous?
One of my first shows.
Yeah, dude, it was one of your first shows. It was 98. And you were just so, like, hopped up on something, dude.
Why? Nah, I mean, I was a lot more drunk back then.
There's a clip of it in the Secret AY documentary.
I don't want to disappoint anyone, obviously. No, actually, I want to disappoint everyone, so fuck you. The radio show's over. And Bam's not coming back. We're taking over the show every week.
Hold on. No, you know what this show is? This show is CKY documentary, where when Bam's saying you would just pick out one person in the crowd and stare. This is that show. This is a soundboard recording of that show.
And is it worth playing, though?
It's fucking great. Play Rio Bravo off that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, dude, I had to chase the guy to get our money after this show because he didn't want to pay us. And then I punched a hole in the wall the size of a watermelon, so I guess we're even now.
Yeah. Here's your drywall patch.
Well, listen, can I turn it off if it sucks?
Yes, but I think you'll dig
it. Fuck it, let them turn it off if it sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. All right, Radio Jess, Sig, and Shit, closing out. This is Rio Bravo Live, 1998 at 15 North.
Faction 28.
Series 28 Faction.
Oh, Series 28 Faction.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.